Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. This is your 9 a.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Elsa. Still 60-mile-an-hour winds. Movement north-northwest at 12 miles an hour. Starting with the radar here, it's a large swath of rain. The center really close to this location, and you can see some of these rain bands right around that center, but also stretching out further out from the center. Marathon up towards right off the coast of Naples. So well away from the center, you can see some of these heavy rain bands where you could see tornadoes. You could see gusty winds. You can see heavy rainfall and some quick flooding associated with these tropical rains. But all along the Keys, Key West seeing the heavy rainfall, and we expect all that to continue moving towards the north. Now, something to keep in mind, notice most of that rain is off to the north and also the east side, the right-hand side. Keep that in mind as we look at this forecast, because just because this storm is forecast to be off the coast of Florida today into tonight and then tomorrow morning approach the coastline of Florida, that rain, those tornadoes and that rainfall off to the right side. So much of the peninsula could see some of this heavy rainfall. Timing wise, getting close to the coastline tomorrow morning in Florida, where we have a hurricane watch. We have the tropical storm warning, but we also have a hurricane watch because these winds could get real close to hurricane strength. So we definitely want to give everyone a heads up and really try to think about that potential. And with time, not just Florida, as we stretch further to the north, this is Wednesday at 2 p.m. getting into Georgia. So Florida, Georgia, and then even Thursday afternoon up into the Carolinas. And even in the Carolinas, we can think there could be some winds where we have a tropical storm watch for portions of the Georgia and the South Carolina coastline, where you can see some of those high winds. So rainfall, just a big threat. We've seen that already occur in Jamaica and Cuba, just this heavy rainfall, just intense tropical rains, or some areas 4 to 6 inches of rain right along the west coast of Florida, really looking at Tampa Bay down to Fort Myers. But notice 2 to 4, you can easily see some places get 5-6 inches of rain, even inland towards Orlando, close to Tallahassee, Jacksonville, up towards Savannah, getting this heavy rainfall. So if you're traveling, you got to be careful. Gusty winds, don't drive your car where water covers the road. It just becomes incredibly, incredibly dangerous. I do want to share two areas of concern. The Weather Prediction Center putting out these areas of concern around the Tampa Bay area. This right here is a moderate risk of flash flooding, looking at the soil, looking at the rainfall that's predicted. Charleston back towards just north of Jacksonville, including Savannah. Some of these areas could see some of that heavy rainfall and also the flooding. We talked about those tornadoes. That right front quadrant, a large area of Florida right here under a slight risk of tornadoes. So you have tornadoes and the rainfall and the storm surge. That's another factor. 90% of your fatalities in these tropical systems is the water. So listen to those local officials in the actual storm surge warning area, anywhere from Bonita Beach up to the Ocala River. Some areas, including Tampa Bay, could see 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. So heed those warnings. Protect yourselves. Now's the time to get ready. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.